Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jose Valentin. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Rauch. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jeremy Giambi. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Menichino. Batting third. The DH, Scott Hatberg. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Carlos Pena. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Corey Little. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ordonez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Konerko hits a line drive into center field. Long picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Long. Durham scores. Ordonez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeremy Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Menichino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giambi moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. Giambi moves to third. One out. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pena settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rauch fields it and throws to first for the out. Chavez moves to second. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeremy Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Giambi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ordonez. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Menichino takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dye is 0 for 1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chavez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terrence Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clayton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Little fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rauch fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rauch. Giambi moves to second. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Menichino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giambi scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin juggles the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Menichino goes all the way around to score. Hatberg moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 2 in the game. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Peña scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Park now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chavez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Chavez reaches second base with a double. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Athletics. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jeremy Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Giambi takes first base on ball 4. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Menichino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dye is 0 for 3 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chavez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. Tejada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatberg moves to second. Terrence Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Mike Holds now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 3 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to third. Clayton moves to second. Jim Messer now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Porzio now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Carlos Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña strikes out. 1 out. Jeremy Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Giambi hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Menichino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Menichino is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Menichino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colangelo now playing left field. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Colangelo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clayton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Koch now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Clayton moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 4 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.